2 Chronicles, chapter 4. And he made a copper altar, whose length was 20 cubits, and whose width was 20 cubits, and whose height was 10 cubits. And he made the cast artificial sea, 10 cubits in diameter, circular all round, whose height was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits would fit round it. And below it, encircling it all around, was an image of oxen, 10 to the cubit, encircling the artificial sea. There were 2 rows of oxen cast integrally. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 facing northwards, and 3 facing westwards, and 3 facing southwards, and 3 facing eastwards. And the artificial sea rested on them, above, and all their posteriors were facing inwards. And its thickness was a handbreadth, and its rim was in the style of the rim of the bud of a lily flower. It held 3,000 baths in volume. And he made 10 lavers, and he put 5 of them on the right-hand side, and 5 on the left-hand side, to wash in them. They washed in them the things to do with the burnt offering, whereas the artificial sea was for the priests to wash. And he made 10 golden lampstands, in the prescribed way for them, and he put them in the temple, 5 on the right and 5 on the left. And he made 10 tables, and he placed them in the temple, 5 on the right and 5 on the left. And he made 100 golden sprinkling basins, and he made the priest's courtyard, and the great enclosure, and doors for the enclosure, and he overlaid their doors with copper. And he put the artificial sea on the right-hand side, in the southern part of the eastern side. And Huram made the pans and the shovels and the sprinkling basins. And Huram finished making the artisanry which he made for King Solomon to go in the house of God, the 2 columns with bowls, and capitals on top of both columns, and the 2 trellises to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals which were on top of the columns, and 400 pomegranates for the 2 trellises, 2 rows of pomegranates to each trellis to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals which were on top of the columns. And he made the stands, and he made the lavers on the stands, and the single artificial sea, and the 12 oxen under it. And Huram his father made the pans, and the shovels, and the forks, and all the equipment for King Solomon for the house of the Lord, in polished copper. The king cast them in the tract of the Jordan, in the thickly overgrown land between Succoth and Zaredath. So Solomon made all this equipment, which was in great abundance, for the weight of copper was not investigated. So Solomon made all the equipment which was for the house of God, including the golden altar, and the tables on which the showbread is put, and the lampstands, and their lamps, for them to burn in the prescribed way before the place of address, of seamless gold, and the flowers, and the lamps, and the golden snuffing tongs, immaculate in gold, and the snuffers, and the sprinkling basins, and the ladles, and the firepans, of seamless gold, and at the entrance to the house, its inner doors to the Holy of Holies, and the doors to the temple building, again of gold.